Stars twinkle above clouds in a dusky sky. Below the clouds, a river winds through a hilly landscape. A steam train chugs over a bridge. A flag flaps atop a spire on the pinnacle of a tall tower that's part of an illuminated fairy tale castle with many towers and turrets. Coloured fireworks explode in the cloud-streaked sky and glittering light arcs over the castle. Walt Disney Pictures. The face of a mouse takes shape as pages are flicked over. The animated pages form a picture of Mickey Mouse as Steamboat Willie at the wheel. Walt Disney Animation Studios. Walt Disney Pictures presents. A sign on a door reads CR with the letter R written backwards. Keep Ott, in red and white letters, Winnie the Pooh. The door opens onto the bedroom of a young boy.
This could be the room of any small boy. But in fact, it's not. It is the room of one young boy in particular named Christopher Robin. Now, Christopher Robin has a very active imagination, not to mention the uncanny ability to collect things. Big things, small things, sticky things. But his favourite things are his stuffed animals. Ah, there they are now. A charming and eccentric cast of characters. And his best friend among them is a bear named Winnie the Pooh, or Pooh for short. Together, they had many unusual adventures that all happened right here in the 100-acre wood.
A storybook opens.
Deep in the 100-acre wood, where Christopher Robin plays, you'll find the enchanted neighborhood of Christopher's childhood days. A donkey named Eeyore is his friend, and Kanga and Little Roo,
and Tigger too.
There's Rabbit and Piglet, and there's Owl, but most of all, Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh, tubby little cubby all stuffed with fluffies. Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh, willy nilly silly old bear. Fluffy's Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh, willy-nilly silly old face.
Chapter 1, in which Winnie the Pooh has a very important thing to do. As the sun rose over the 100-acre wood, Pooh leapt out of bed and greeted the day with much enthusiasm.
He's asleep, wearing a cap and eye mask.
Honey.
Pooh?
More honey. Please.
I say, Pooh. Pooh?
The narrator shakes the page.
Oh, do wake up. Pooh!
Pooh! He turns the book upside down and Pooh falls out of bed.
Mother, I was having the most wonderful dream.
Yes, but it's time to wake up. You have a very important thing to do today.
Like what?
Well, if I told you that, I'd ruin the rest of the story, wouldn't I?
Oh, of course. What could be more important than a little something to eat? Or perhaps a little large or something? Oh, not to worry, Tommy. I always know what to do. A Pooh Bear takes care of his tummy. He fills it with things that are sweet. A Pooh Bear takes care of his tummy by never forgetting to eat. When it is growly and glummy, the search for the honey is on. The Pooh has a knack for finding a snack unless all the honey is gone.
Pooh stands in front of a stack of empty pots.
Pooh Bear takes care of his tummy. No need for the tummy to fret. Pooh Bear takes care of his tummy. He knows what his tummy must get. Don't worry, my round little chummy. I'm hearing your ravenous plea. When there is no honey, the Pooh takes the tummy wherever the honey will be. My friends are out there with honey to spare, and they will take care of my tummy and me.
The song's words fall on him.
Bother. I know that sigh. Good morning, Eeyore. Lovely day, isn't it?
Wish I could say yes, but I can't.
Eeyore, you wouldn't happen to have any honey lying about, would you? You see, I seem to have run out. Oh, yes. Good idea, Tommy. Perhaps I should look in back. Bother. No honey in here either. What? Eeyore, what has happened to your tail?
What has happened to it?
Well, it isn't there.
That accounts for a good deal. That explains everything. No wonder.
Owl.
Oh, there it is. I'd recognize it anywhere. The very tree where I was hatched. I remember the day Mother made these marks. Her giant meaty claw carving furrows in the crumbly bark. Chapter 1, The Birth of a Genius.
Pardon me, Owl. What are you doing?
Oh, hello, Pooh. Eeyore. Why, I'm penning my personal memoirs. Yes! Now, where was I? Oh, yes, of course. With steely nerve, I step...
Perhaps you could take a short break from your important work and help us find Eeyore's tail.
Rocketed towards Eeyore's tail. Eeyore's tail? What's wrong with Eeyore's tail?
Well, it isn't there.
Yes, so I see.
Won't you help us, Owl? You have such a talent for speaking and telling us what to do.
Oh, thank you, Pooh. Yes, I do, don't I? I didn't think anyone noticed. All right, take this. Write this down carefully. Now, the customary procedure in such cases is as follows.
Excuse me, Owl, but what does crustamony pro seed cake mean? For I am a bear of very little brain, and long words bother me.
Oh, it means the thing to do.
Oh, well, as long as it means that, I don't mind.
All right. Yes, well, the thing to do is as follows. First, issue a reward to the... I beg your pardon?
Well, you sneezed just as you were going to tell me what the first thing to do was.
I didn't sneeze.
Oh, you did, Owl.
No, I didn't. You can't sneeze without knowing it.
Well, you can't know it without something having been sneezed.
Owl up on the tree stares.
As I was saying, first, issue a reward.
He's doing it again. You must be catching a cold.
I'll probably catch it too.
No, no, no! I'm not catching a cold! The word is issue, not at you. And at you isn't even a word. It's just a sort of sneezy sound, like a chew.
Perhaps you should lie down now.
My throat feels a little scratchy.
Open wide, please.
Pooh looked inside Eeyore's mouth.
Just as I suspected. Owl, we need honey.
Enough of this infernal folderol! Look, the thing to do is we write a notice promising a large something to anyone who finds a replacement tail for Eeyore. Is that clear?
Oh, that sounds like a wonderful plan, Owl.
Excellent. Now, we shall get Christopher Robin to write out the notices and we'll put them up all over the forest.
A very important thing to do.
Here you are, Pooh. Oh, and make sure everyone can see them.
Oh, I will, Christopher.
Piglet puts a portrait of Pooh on his wall.
Everyone heed the call, there's a very important thing to do.
Pooh has nailed a sign to the outside of Piglet's house. The nail's gone right through the painting. Kanga and Roo have half a sign each in their letterboxes.
It's time to gather up.
Rabbit is pulling carrots in his garden. He comes to one and finds a sign's been planted instead.
With a monumentous, consequentious, very important thing to do.
Pooh nails one to a tree, a balloon floats by.
There we are. And now I shall return to...
He prods the balloon.
Oh, Hello, Balloon. We have a very important thing to do today. Oh, yes. Perhaps you'd like to join us. Poor Eeyore. He's lost his tail.
Consider yourself pounced. Well, that was a close call there, Pooh Bear. This guy, and I'm talking to you, he was sneaking up on you.
You're
a slippery little devil, eh? Get back here! Oh, no, you don't!
Tiger pounces on and loses the balloon.
Well, I must have scared him off.
Tigger?
Yes, my good man?
It stuck to him.
Yo, why, you! Here, take some of that! What is this? Oh, really? Sticking to me now! Hey, this isn't working out the way I was hoping. I'll make him go away.
Oh, dear.
Get him off of me! Is he still there?
Oh, yes. He's still here. And I think he wants to stick with you.
What?
I never thought of having a sidekick before.
I gotta admit, he's a handsome devil. Look at the chin on this kid.
No. I can't do it. I tell you, it's too risky. Why, if something were to happen to this little guy, I just couldn't live with myself.
It's a dangerous path I bounce, but I bounce it alone. Because the 100-acre wood needs a hero, Pooh Bear. And I'm the only one.
Oh, I'm bouncy, trouncy, flouncy, pouncy, fun, 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 fun. But the most wonderful thing about Tigger is I'm the only one. I'm the only one.
Tigger bounces off a meeting.
Attention, please, attention. Something tragic has befallen a member of our community. I present to you Exhibit A.
A glum Eeyore.
Oh, that is tragic.
What? Oh, no. Eeyore, will you turn around, please?
Oops, sorry.
Our dear friend Eeyore has lost his tail.
Oh, dear.
Piglet's on a jack-in-the-box.
We mustn't leave him in this condition, so we will have a contest to find a new tail for Eeyore.
I do say, Christopher Robin, the winners of such contests are traditionally awarded some form of remuneration.
What is a renew? What are we renumbering?
Ooh, I don't know, Pooh. Oh, but it sounds like a good thing.
Oh, yes, it is a good thing, Piglet. It's a prize. But what shall it be?
How about something great, like a firecracker?
Oh, gracious, no. How about something nice, like a warm hug?
Pruning shears. I need pruning shears.
I'd say thistles. But nobody listens to me anyway.
Oh, Christopher Robin, I was hoping for something a bit, sweeter.
Why, Pooh, that's a grand idea. The prize for a new tail shall be a pot of honey.
Hooray!
As the others searched for a tail, Pooh realized that a pine cone would not win him the honey.
Why not?
Because it would have to be something special.
Oh, special, you say? Special. Think.
No hurry, Pooh. Just take your time.
Take my time. What a wonderful idea.
He sticks his cuckoo clock on Eeyore's rear.
Cuckoo!
Thanks, Pooh.
Congratulations. You've won the contest.
It's Pooh. It's Pooh. Pooh wins the honey pot. Found a tail for his friend.
Now it's on my rear end.
You get the honey. Enjoy.
Eeyore sat on the clock.
I knew it was too good to be true.
Oh, dear. Well, rules are rules. So sorry, Pooh.
Excuse me. We could give Blood a try.
How clever, Piglet. What do you think, Eeyore?
Sure is a cheerful color. Guess I'll have to get used to it.
It's Piglet, it's Piglet. Piglet wins the honey pot, takes the prize fair and square.
I'm still a bit up in the air.
You get honey and you.
Eeyore's tail's in the air, but
This may not work after all.
His head's in the ground. Piglet hands back the honey.
And so they tried a great many things. They tried
a yo-yo. It hits Eeyore on the head.
And they tried
an umbrella. He's blown away.
And they tried
a dartboard.
And they tried and they tried and tried and they tried until
I have run out of things to try.
It's okay. I'll learn to live without it.
Poor dear.
Kanga is knitting. She grins.
You know, I may have just the thing. Up, up, up you go. There you are.
It's an awful nice tail, Kanga. Much nicer than the rest of me.
It's Kanga!
No. How about we celebrate with silence?
Enjoy.
No bother. My tummy is feeling a little 11 o'clock-ish. Do you still tell the time clock, friend? I can't tell by the expression on your face.
The hands hang limply.
Pooh left feeling unsatisfied and a little out of sorts. In fact, he was so distracted by his rumbly tummy that he didn't notice that he was walking onto the next paragraph.
What is a paragraph?
It's a group of sentences that form a complete thought.
Is there honey in this paragraph?
Oh, sorry, Pooh, no.
Well, then, I don't find it very useful.
What's that, Pooh?
I'm not sure. I shall follow it to see where it leads. Eeyore, your tail.
Yep, unraveled. Guess I'm back where I started.
I'm sorry, Eeyore. Such a nice tail, too.
No matter. All good things come to an end.
He walks off, trailing the paragraph's words.
Eeyore, if you...
Pooh tumbles from them.
Goodness, this story is going too fast. I wish that paragraph had been a little longer. Oh, of course. Christopher Robin will have some honey. He loves to share, especially with me.
Pooh jumps onto the next page, up to a door in a tree.
Christopher Robin? Are you not there?
Just then, Pooh spotted a note.
I did?
Certainly, just there at your feet. To your left. No, Pooh, your other left. A little bit more. A tad. A hair. No, back a bit.
Oh.
There you are.
Well, it's a good thing I noticed it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have seen it.
Pooh was puzzled by the note, even more so than usual.
And even more than that.
So Pooh decided to go directly to Owl's house, hoping that Owl could help unpuzzle him.
You get the honey. Enjoy.
All right, good job.
Thank you. Yes, it is quite clever, isn't it? T-A-E-L. Yes, perfect.
Well, hello there, Owl. That is a very fine-looking pot of honey you've got there.
And so remarkably gooey.
Gooey? Oh, that happens to be my personal favorite.
Ooh, what do you have there, my boy?
Oh, a note I found at Christopher Robin's with strange words I cannot read.
But Pooh, you can't read most words.
Yes, but especially not the strange ones.
Let me see. There's never been a note written that I could not decipher. Here, Pooh, help yourself. Yes, parchment of fine quality.
No stuff and fluff.
Don't leave us in suspense, Owl. What does it say?
Patience, patience. One must be careful when decoding such arcane text so as not to incorrectly interpret its true meaning.
So, can you read it?
Of course I can. It says, gone out, busy Baxon, signed Christopher Robin. Our dear friend Christopher Robin has been captured.
What?
By a creature called the Baxon.
Oh, yeah.
Baxon! Captured by the Baxon!
What's a Baxon?
Ooh, a horrible creature. Malicious.
You don't say.
Ferocious.
Ferrup!
And worst of all, terribly busy.
So what does this Baxon look like?
I saw a picture of one just the other day.
Christopher Robin.
Now, let me see. Bathwater, Biscuit, Baby, Barnacle, Beluga. Wait a minute, why is Biscuit ahead of Baby and Barnacle? That doesn't make sense. Oh, it's such a mess in here. Dash it all, where is that picture?
I have some chalk, Owl. Can you draw it?
What an excellent idea, young man. Artistic talent runs through my family. In fact, it practically stampedes.
He draws on the board on Eeyore's tail.
It sounds scary already.
It's a giant creature with a tail.
Here, I'll draw Piglet in for scale.
Oh, get it here.
Its hide is like a shaggy rug. Its face a surly, ugly mug. With two sharp horns atop its head, between a mop of hair that's red. And in its nose a ring of gold, it smells of monkey's feet and meld. Its toes are black, its fur is blue. I swear that all I tell you is not made up. The Baxon!
The Baxon!
The Baxon!
The Baxon!
Oh, no!
But Owl, what does a Baxon do?
Yes, Owl, what does a Baxon do?
What does a Baxon do? I'm thinking, and now I will tell you.
The Baxon jumps on Owl, squashing him, and dances.
They sneak into your library and scribble in all your books.
The Baxon, we don't like the Baxon.
When decorating your Christmas tree, they tangle up all the hooks.
The Baxon, we're afraid of the Baxon.
They spoil the milk, they stop all the clocks, they use their horns to put holes in your socks.
The Baxon's the one who's been putting holes in our socks.
Tell us more about what Baxons do.
Yes, more about what Baxons do.
More about what Baxons do? Why don't we hear some thoughts from you?
Maybe they make you sleep too late.
Yes, that's good, that's great.
I bet the reason my tail's gone.
You're on a roll, go on.
They muddy up your tiny house.
They make you feel as small as a mouse.
They break your crayons.
They spill your tea.
They wake up babies at 1 and 3.
They made me catch the cold I caught.
They made me lose my train of thought.
They swipe your stripes.
They clog your pipes.
They dig up your garden.
They won't beg your pardon.
They eat your snacks.
They won't relax.
They chip your tooth.
They steal your youth.
And now you know the horrible truth.
The Baxon.
Oh, yes. Huh? I know exactly what to do. We'll find things Baxons are partial to.
Like books.
And dishes.
And socks.
And toys.
Yes, everything that a Baxon destroys. Then we'll dig an enormous pit and make the items lead to it. He'll fall in and we'll get our friend.
And this horrible nightmare can come to an end. The Baxon.
The Baxon.
The Baxon.
The Baxon.
Go home and search your closets. Bring everything that you can.
The Baxon, we're gonna catch the Baxon.
We'll save Christopher Robin by following Rabbit's plan.
The Baxon, we'll save Christopher Robin.
We must be brave and have no fear.
So to the death, we'll persevere.
We'll search by the sun and the light of the moon, and if everything goes well, we'll be back soon.
Back soon.
Back soon.
Sounds like Baxon.
Back soon.
Well, good luck, everyone!
They march off.
While Rabbit and the others were busy gathering the Baxon's favorite things, Pooh and Piglet found the perfect place to dig the pit. Piglet dug and dug and dug. And Pooh supervised.
And now to disguise the pit. Catch, Piglet.
Gosh, Pooh. I hope this idea works.
Oh, it will, Piglet. The Baxon shall follow the trail of items right to this lovely picnic, which is just a pit, of course.
And when he falls in, we'll get Christopher Robin back.
Yes, Piglet. We shall get Christopher Robin back.
Very exciting. What do you think, Pooh?
I think this rock would be better over there.
Piglet has pinned a tablecloth over the pit with rocks. He lifts a big rock to another corner.
Here?
Oh, yes. Well, that makes all the difference, you see.
Oh, I almost forgot the most important part.
Oh, yes, Piglet. I couldn't agree more.
Pooh sticks his hand into an empty honey pot.
Oh, Piglet. This is a very light lunch.
Yeah. Oh, no, Pooh. This isn't lunch. I just thought it would complete the disguise.
Well, it certainly fooled me.
Piglet places it in the center using a long-handled spade.
Well done, you two. Now put your combat gear on. This is a dangerous mission, and we cannot afford any mistakes. The fate of Christopher Robin is in our hands.
Rabbit wears an upturned pan on his head. Pooh, an oven glove. Piglet, a teacup. Owl, an open book. Kanga, a safari hat. And Roo uses a bowl as a helmet. They lay out the trail of Baxon bait on a bridge and by the roots of a tree. Owl hangs a ladle on a branch. Pooh changes the order of the letter blocks Piglet has dropped on the tree roots to read honey with one N. Satisfied, he moves on. Roo pushes the points of crayons up through a hollow log. Rabbit throws a Christmas bauble to Piglet, who tosses it up to Pooh on a branch. He throws it back to Rabbit. Piglet studies a pine cone. He replaces it with a teapot. A ball on elastic twists round a branch, pulling Roo up into the air, holding a bat. He jumps. Rabbit rises from a pond with a water lily on his pan helmet. He does some karate moves and points. On the bank, Pooh and Piglet wave to him. Owl summons them to him.
As the group continued on with Rabbit's plan, they journeyed deeper and deeper into the woods, placing items
You want to keep it down up there, pal?
What? Tigger? Why aren't you with the others?
Because I'm busy tracking the backs and...
Yes, but what about Rabbit's plan?
Only a Tigger can catch a Batson, and I'm the only Tigger, see? Oh. Hello?
Tigger pounces on Eeyore.
Coach! I probably deserved that.
Oops! Look who it is! Let me get off your back. Here we go. And you know, I thought you were the Batson! Until I found out you wasn't. What are you doing out here, anyways?
Too slow. Got left behind.
Left behind? Well, that's a horrendous thing to do to a guy.
No matter. Sure would like to help Christopher Robin, but I can't.
Eeyore skulks off, but Tigger marches him back.
Buddy! Where do you think you're going? You and me are gonna catch that Batson together!
Thanks, but I...
Death to spirit! Here we go!
Eeyore can't keep up.
You and me! Oh, yeah! Look out, Batson! Okay, we're back! Look at us bounce! I'm alone. Okay. Whew. Buddy, if you're gonna pounce, you got to have some bounce. We just need to get you tiggerized. Gonna fix you up. By the time we're through, I'll be Tigger 1, you'll be Tigger 2. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. Gonna be two pals hunting in the woods. Gonna show that Batson we got the goods. It's gonna be great.
He paints stripes on you.
It's gonna be great.
Well, I'm not
Stop that gloomy rumination. All you need is a little bit of tiggerization.
Wait.
Why wait? Do you see? It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. It's
he fits a spring to Eeyore's tail.
Oh, you're looking great, Tigger 2. Now, you gotta learn to bounce like a Tigger. When you learn to bounce, you should take it slow. So I want you to keep your bounce slow. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great.
Eeyore bounces into the words on the page. Letters tumble down to spell help.
If you hit a bush or a tree, you'll fall. So do your best to avoid them all. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. A perfect bounce will make you feel alive. Just go from a squat into a headlong dive.
Ow, ow, ow.
You're getting it now. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great.
A pumpkin patch.
Isn't this super duper fun? Two Tiggers here together. I used to be the only one. But two is twice as better. Are you ready?
For what?
I'll be the Batson, you be the Tigger. Gonna see whose bounce is bigger. It's gonna be great.
Tigger steals clothes from a scarecrow and dresses up.
You're gonna give me your best attack. But don't you think that I won't fight back?
He catapults pumpkins at Eeyore, and they roll about in the dirt, wrestling.
Strike me down. Give me all you got. Bounce me, trounce me, flounce me, pounce me. Do it, do it, do it. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great.
Eeyore bounces off.
Great! Tigger 2! That was the bestest big dinner bounce I've never seen! In fact, we're gonna skip right ahead to advanced Tigger training! Where'd you go, you little bouncer?
Two large tomatoes.
Ooh, going bare-knuckled. Look at this guy. I like your style! Now, this is just ridiculous. You are gonna need this if you're gonna get to Batson.
The spring.
Batson tracks! The Batson must have got Tigger too. He's picking us off, one by one.
Tigger's mistaken his own footprints for the Batson's. Eeyore hides underwater in a river using a hollow stick as a snorkel.
Gosh, Pooh, I hope the Batson is pleased with all of our items.
Oh, I'm sure he will be. I wish I had some honey.
He spots a beehive.
Piglet, could you come here, please?
Pooh, are you sure this is going to work?
Well, of course, Piglet. Once I get you up in the tree, just hand me the beehive, and then Tommy and I will take care of the rest, won't we?
Okay, Pooh. I guess you've thought this through.
Oh, yes, Piglet. Indeed, I have.
Pooh catapults Piglet into the hive.
Oh, bother. I don't remember thinking that through.
I'm sorry I messed up the plan, Pooh.
Oh, don't worry, Piglet. I shall get you out, and we'll try again. Oh, it's no use. Sink, sink, sink. I know. I'll have you down in just a moment, Piglet.
Yeah. Oh, no hurry, Pooh. The bees are quite gentle. As long as there's no sudden movement.
Pooh hits the beehive.
Pooh, are you sure that's a good idea?
Oh, yes, Piglet. I'm quite sure.
Well, you know best, Pooh.
The hive drops, releasing the bees.
There we are. Oops. No plan, Piglet. Run.
Okay.
They scarper down a hill, pursued by the angry swarm. Pooh is sitting on Piglet.
Is this fast enough, Pooh?
Well, I suppose you could run a little faster.
Rabbit puts a cart on a tree stump.
This can go here. All done.
It takes a smart rabbit to trap a bat.
Pooh and Piglet.
Oh, what are you two doing? Beehives are not on my list of backs and friendly items.
But Rabbit, then...
Move along, move along.
Well, I was moving.
Oh, that Baxon is sure to pick up this trail. And we don't want to be around when he does. Come, come, go, go, go.
Rabbit, please, can we stop for lunch?
Pooh, we cannot rest until Christopher Robin is rescued. Try thinking of him instead of honey.
Very well. Christopher Robin. Christopher Robin. Christopher Robin. Oh, it worked. Much better.
Pooh wears an oven glove for a hat. As he walks through the wood, his shadow takes the shape of a honeypot. He sees it and gawps, then removes his hat. The lid floats up from the pot.
Does anybody see that?
See what, honey?
Honey?
Oh. I can't wait to see the honey on that Baxon's honey when he falls into our honey. Hey, owl?
That cheeky honey will honey twice before honeying our honey again.
After we honey the honey, can I honey your honey?
No honey before honey, honey.
Honey up, Pooh. We had to honey.
Honey. Ooh, honey.
Yes.
As Pooh watched the honey, honey away, his honey, 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 honey.
Oh, Christopher Robin, Christopher Robin, Christopher Robin.
A frog.
Honey.
It turns into a honey pot and catches a bee with its gooey golden tongue. Pooh stares transfixed.
Honey, honey, honey.
He sees flowers turn into pots spilling honey. A black and yellow striped honey pot buzzes by like a bee, joining others as they fly into a honey pot beehive. The hive and the tree it hangs from turn into golden gloop, and Pooh in a striped swimming costume gets swept along by a wave of the stuff. Pooh licks some.
Honey? Honey? Honey?
He's on a honey island.
Everything is honey, everywhere I see. Everything is honey, and that's quite all right with me. I am a bear of little brain. I can't explain why everything will be changing to the favorite snack of Winnie the Pooh. Can you? Everything is honey. I can't get enough of lots and lots of pots and pots of sticky, licky stuff. Oh, what a sight. Oh, what a dream. Dive in the wonderful, honeyful stream. Swimming in the honey, swimming far and wide. Open up my mouth and let the honey flow inside. Ooey and gooey and very sweet. Eat and eat, then repeat. Suddenly I'm in a honey boat. It doesn't matter where we float. Cause everywhere is honey, there's a honey pool. He's just made of honey, so I guess I'll eat him too. If everything is honey, and I am what I eat, I must be made of honey. And life is very sweet.
He dives into a huge pot of honey and eats some. The fantasy ends. He finds himself in a puddle of mud. He spits some out.
Oh, bother.
Climbing out of the puddle, he sees the honey pot on the picnic blanket.
What a lovely picnic.
He goes for the honey and the blanket gives way, dropping him into the pit.
Oh, bother. Double bother.
Rabbit.
Pooh! Now, where
Where did that bear go?
We searched all over, and no sign of him.
The report from my aerial excursion is inconclusive.
No.
Hearing Pooh groan, the others get scared.
The plan worked. We caught the Baxen.
Oh, it sounds horrible.
Oh, now that we have him, Owl, you can go and get Christopher Robin back.
No, I'm far too important to put myself in that predicament. Kanga, off you go.
Oh, no. I'm with Child.
Send the pig.
How about all of us go? All right, Baxen, give Christopher Robin back.
They peer into the pit.
Oh, bother.
Pooh?
Oh, hello.
Oh, Pooh, you went back for the honey, didn't you? But I told you it was empty.
Yes, and I believed you, Piglet. But my tummy had to see for himself.
Oh, poor Pooh.
How are we ever gonna get him out of there?
It's me. It's me. I win, honey pot. Found this anchor over there. Now it's on my derriere. Not that anybody'd care.
The anchor is attached to Eeyore's behind with a long chain. Rabbit imagines himself and the others rescuing Pooh from the pit with it, and the others crowning him king.
Okay, everyone, make sure you have a good hold. Heave, ho! Heave, ho!
Something tells me I was better off with Tigger.
Heave, ho!
Rabbit throws the anchor into the pit. The chain takes Eeyore with it. He bashes into Rabbit, Owl, and Kanga, and they all fall into the hole.
Oh, this is lovely. We are stuck down here, and the Baxen is still up there.
Piglet's up top.
Wait for me.
No, Piglet. No, Piglet, stay.
But the Baxen.
You can help us if you stay up there.
Piglet hides under his teacup.
Okay, Piglet. Go look for something to get us out of here.
Okay. There might be something over by the pack.
Oh, thank goodness one of us is up there. I was worried we'd be stuck here forever.
Yeah, I found something. Here.
A flower.
What?
Oh, well, that's a lovely flower, Piglet.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Yes, Piglet, it's very nice. Perennial. But I think we need something longer.
Longer? Of course. How silly of me.
Piglet disappears, then returns with a big green book.
Oh, good thought, Piglet. But you can't possibly think that that's long enough.
Oh, yes, it is. Al read this to me once, and it was certainly the longest thing I'd ever heard.
It falls on Pooh.
It's true, Rabbit. It lags a bit in the middle.
Oh, of all things, why didn't we think to bring a rope?
Oh, well, there is this rope.
Rabbit frowns.
Spot on, Piglet. Do be a helpful little swine and get us out of here.
All of you?
Yes, Piglet. All of us.
All right.
Piglet counts them, then steps back from view. He cuts the long rope into 6 small pieces and drapes them over the side of the pit, one by one.
And 6. There. And now you can all get out.
How very thoughtful you are, Piglet.
Oh, good grief. Tie them together, Piglet. Can you tie a knot?
I cannot.
Ah, so you can knot.
No, I cannot knot.
Not knot?
Who's there?
Pooh.
Pooh who?
No, Pooh. Piglet, you'll need more than 2 knots.
Not possible.
Ah, so it is possible to knot those pieces.
Not these pieces.
Yes, not those pieces.
Why not?
Because it's all for knot.
Oh, dear. I can't tie a knot. Oh, but there is something I can do.
Don't worry, Rabbit. Piglet's very clever.
I can tie a bow.
See?
Oh, for crying out loud, Piglet!
I know! Christopher Robin has a jump rope.
Ah, wait a minute. My gracious, that's it! Piglet, go to Christopher Robin's house.
Oh, I see. Yes, Piglet, go and bring some honey.
Yes, bring some honey. No, oh, the jump rope, Piglet, the jump rope.
With a little honey on the side.
You mean all by myself?
Piglet glances into the dark, forbidding wood.
There?
Yes, Piglet.
Owl flies out.
through a dark wood fraught with peril on a mission of life or death. It is a task of great complexity, but I have full confidence that you shall return victorious and rescue us from the abyss. Go forth, Piglet, and we shall await your return for weeks if necessary.
Owl flutters back down into the pit. The others gawp at him.
Owl?
His wings resting on his belly, Owl shrugs.
What?
I can't believe how wonderful that speech was.
I can't either.
Move me to tears.
So Piglet bravely ventured forth towards Christopher Robin's house. But the further he went, the more frightened he became.
Oh, dear. I mustn't fear. There's a very important thing to...
Piglet turns to see a bright red orb floating in the mist. Terrified, he hides behind a tree root. Trembling, he peers up as the mist clears and sees it's just a balloon.
Oh, it's just you, Balloon. I'll get some help. Oh, dear. I am the help.
It's stuck in a tree.
How'd you ever get stuck up there? It wasn't the Baxon, was it? Oh, good. I knew the Baxon wasn't around here.
As Piglet tries to pull the balloon from the tree by its string, a terrifying shadow of a horned beast creeps towards him. It's Tigger in his costume. The balloon comes free and the branch twangs back, hitting Tigger.
Oh.
Baxon!
Piglet runs away from Tigger, who charges headfirst into a boulder. Piglet's feet leave the ground as he clings to the string of the balloon. He gets swept through prickly tree branches, then passes over a river. Tigger grabs him, and they float up above the treetops. In the pit...
Let me tell you, that was the last time I'll ever put my beak in a keyhole.
Do you hear something?
Piglet!
He knows my name!
Piglet kicks Tigger away and he falls to the ground. Now clinging to the balloon itself, Piglet huffs and puffs, blowing himself along in the direction of the pit. The balloon bashes into the hovering words of the storybook, and Piglet swings into them on the string. A lowercase H lands on Rabbit's head as letters clatter down on the others. Seeing Tigger sprint out of the woods in his Baxon costume, Piglet panics and stamps on the balloon, driving it down into the pit. Tigger trips and his costume comes off as he falls into the pit on top of Piglet.
Baxon!
Phew! It's only Tigger.
Oh, hi, fellas. Tigger, too? I thought the Baxon got you. As soon as we get out of here, we're going to show that Baxon what Tiggers are made of, aren't we?
Thanks, but I'd rather stay in Eeyore.
What? But what about all the pouncing and the trouncing and the mixing it up? I thought you liked being a Tigger.
The most wonderful thing about Tiggers is you're the only one.
Oh, shucks. I'm speechless.
Excuse me. I can't breathe.
Oh.
Tigger lifts Piglet free from under him.
Sorry about that, little guy. I didn't mean to scare you.
Wait, Balloon, don't leave.
You're the only one who can get us out of here.
We're all gonna die.
Cheer up, Eeyore. We won't perish for days, which leaves plenty of time for me to continue my memoirs. Now, dear Uncle Ridley, we get further and further exacerbated by my aunt's predilection for only the finest parchment woven so tightly the ink took weeks to fully dry. Their nest was littered with quills that were never used, papers that were never cut, and letters that never dried. My aunt offered...
Kanga put some earmuffs on to drown out Owl's noise. Having spotted a honeypot on the surface, Pooh clambers up a mound of letters, escaping the pit. He looks inside the honeypot.
Empty.
He tosses it.
Let me tell you, it packed quite a wallop.
It bonks Owl on the head.
Look, look, the letters. The ladder. The ladders formed a letter. I mean, the letters. We can get out.
And so they all use the letter ladder to climb out of the pit. But little did they know that coming through the bushes was...
Baxon!
Back to the pit!
Wait, everyone.
With the balloon...
It's only me.
Christopher Robin!
You found them, Balloon. Well done.
It's
Christopher Robin.
Christopher.
How did you escape from the Baxon?
Baxon? What on earth is a Baxon?
He wakes up babies!
He swipes your stripes!
He puts out the light!
Oh, yes, and we thought he took you from us.
What gave you the idea? I was taken by a Baxon.
Your note?
Pooh hands it to him.
Christopher Robin explained that it had all been a misunderstanding, and now that it was autumn, the school year had begun. His note was simply to say he had gone out and would be back soon.
Oh.
They all stare at Owl. He flies off.
Okay. It's getting late. We ought to be heading back.
Just a moment, everyone. Oh, yes, you're right, Piglet. We owe a very special someone a token of our appreciation.
Oh.
This reward goes to a good friend and a loyal companion. Someone who not only helped us out of this pit, but also found Christopher Robin. And he just so happens to be wearing red today. So it is with great, great honor and a humble heart that I bestow this pot of honey upon our dear friend, Balloon.
Wonderful idea, Rabbit.
Hooray!
Hooray, Balloon!
Hooray, Balloon!
Hooray, Balloon.
Thanks, Balloon! Goodbye! Hooray!
Pooh watched as Balloon took the honey pot higher and higher until it was completely out of sight.
Oh, Mother.
Pooh gazes up despairingly. Eeyore shuffles up alongside him.
Sorry, Pooh.
Ever have one of those days where you just can't win, Eeyore?
Yep. I know how you feel.
As Eeyore skulks off, Pooh's tummy rumbles.
Oh, yes. I simply must find some honey.
As Pooh continued searching, he got hungrier.
Oh.
And hungrier.
Yes, Tommy, I know.
And hungrier.
Oh.
Until he found himself at Owl's house.
Pooh climbs a ladder to Owl's door and stops, noticing a sign that reads, "Don't knock. Please ring." He glances up at the bell, then follows its rope down through a hook where dangling from its end is Eeyore's tail. He pulls on it to ring the bell.
Well, stone the crows if it isn't Pooh Bear.
Hello, Owl.
Well, congratulate me.
For what?
I have achieved completion of my autobiographical treatise.
Oh, was it painful?
No. My memoirs are finished.
Oh.
Dash it all, Pooh. Why do you keep staring at that bell rope?
Because it reminds me of something. And that reminds me of another something. Oh, perhaps I could borrow some honey. Just a taste, a drop, perhaps. A small lick, I should think.
My boy, I shall do better than that. Not only will I beckon you to my table, but as we feast, I shall treat you to an excerpt from chapter 127, which tells the gripping tale of how only a few days ago I found that very handsome bell rope that you were admiring just hanging over a thistle bush.
Thistle bush?
Or was it a gorse bush? No, it was definitely a thistle bush.
Pardon me, Owl.
At first, I thought someone lived there, so I rang it. No one answered. And then the thing just fell off in my hand.
What sort of place was this particular thistle bush in?
Well, certainly not a very cheery place. One might say it was rather,
gloomy?
Yes, that's it. Do you know it?
No, dear.
Nobody seemed to want it, so I brought it home.
Oh, but somebody did want it, Owl.
Really? Who?
Eeyore. My dear friend Eeyore. He was fond of it, you see.
Fond of it?
Attached to it.
Attached? Oh. Yes. Yes. And I was just keeping it safe for him. Well, there you are. And you can tell him he's welcome.
Yes, Owl. And thank you very much.
I say, Pooh, what about the honey?
Pooh holds Eeyore's tail. He looks at it. His belly grumbles and he looks at the honey pot.
Some other time, perhaps.
He goes.
Ignoring his tummy's desperate pleas, Pooh went directly to Christopher Robin's.
Tail. Nail. Hammer.
Christopher knocks the nail in place, fixing the tail to Eeyore's behind.
So what do you think, Eeyore?
Oh, test it out.
He looks at it.
Seems about the right length. Pink bow's a nice touch.
He swings it.
Swish is real good, too.
So are you happy, Eeyore?
No.
Ooh.
But I sure do like this new tail. Thank you, Pooh.
And now I have a surprise for you, Pooh.
I do like surprises.
Okay, open your eyes.
Oh, they're open, Christopher.
No, silly. Put your arms down.
Oh.
Congratulations, Pooh. You win the grand prize.
It's Pooh. It's Pooh. Pooh wins the honey pot. You're the winner of the prize.
I really can't believe my eyes.
Who gets the honey?
Roo hands Pooh a bowl and spoon.
Here you go, Pooh.
Oh, yes, of course.
Pooh tosses the spoon, then turns the bowl upside down and stands on it, using it to climb up into the huge honey pot.
Thank you all ever so much.
He swims around in the honey pot.
Honey, everything is good. Everyone is happy in the 100-acre wood. A happy, happy ending for a moon to eat. Yes, everything is right.
Pooh, you did a very important thing today.
I did.
Well, yes. Instead of thinking of your tummy, you thought of your friend.
Oh, thank you, Christopher Robin. And now, I don't think I shall be hungry again for a good long while. No bother.
Silly old bear.
Hand in hand, they walk into the sunset. At the bottom of the page are the words, "The End." The storybook closes magically by itself to reveal the red front cover. Winnie the Pooh, A.A. Milne. Christopher's stuffed toy Winnie the Pooh sits in bed wearing a sleeper's eye mask.
It's not complicated or very hard to grasp, but every time I see you, I laugh.
Tigger and Eeyore toys sit in Christopher Robin's room. A cuddly piglet toy lies over a balloon. Toy pulls a red card.
It's to say goodbye, goodbye, and I. It's to see the end, cause it's been so long since I made a friend. It's to say goodbye, goodbye, and I. It's to see the end, cause it's been so long since I made a friend like you.
A blackboard rests against Eeyore's behind with the letters T-A-E-L written on it.
Well, I could die.
Piglet, Kanga and Roo toys hold a length of string. Pooh has a pot on his head.
Well, I could be the blossom and you could be the bee. And then I could call you honey. You test my nerves, it makes me stronger. So can you bother me a little bit longer?
The Pooh Bear sits atop a stack of books. Illustrated Pooh Bear clears the screen to make way for the rolling credits. A cup hangs in midair from the balloon string. Piglet fills it with tea. IDFC audio description was read by Helen Vasey. Directed by Stephen Anderson, Don Hall. Produced by Peter Del Vecco, Clark Spencer. Executive producer, John Lasseter. Story by Stephen Anderson, Cleo Chiang, Don Doherty, Don Hall, Kendall Hoyer, Brian Kessinger, Nicole Mitchell, Jeremy Spears. Senior story artist, Bernie Mattinson. Based on the Winnie the Pooh works by A.A. Milne and E.H. Shepherd. Original songs by Kristen Anderson Lopez and Robert Lopez. Original score by Henry Jackman. Associate producer, Craig Sost. Editor, Lisa Linda Silva. Art director, Paul Felix. Executive music producer, Chris Monten. Music supervisor, Tom McDougall. Featuring vocal performances by Zoe Deschanel. So Long, written by Zoe Deschanel. Performed by Zoe Deschanel and M. Ward. Cast. Narrator, John Cleese. Winnie the Pooh, Jim Cummings. Eeyore, Bud Luckett. Owl, Craig Ferguson. Christopher Robin, Jack Bolter. Piglet, Travis Oates. Kanga, Kristen Anderson Lopez. Roo, Wyatt Dean Hall. Rabbit, Tom Kenny. Tigger, Jim Cummings. Baxon, Huell Hauser. Roo and Piglet play together. Piglet holds up a drawing of Eeyore's head and body. Beneath it, Roo holds a drawing of Tigger's back end. Together, the drawings make a funny pairing. Tigger plays ball with Roo. The ball bounces off the rolling credits, repeatedly hitting Tigger on the head. He falls over. A glum-looking Eeyore has a drum beater for a tail. He stands in front of a drum, waiting patiently. Then... he bashes the drum with his tail. Music. Original songs by Kristen Anderson Lopez and Robert Lopez. The tummy song, performed by Jim Cummings and Robert Lopez. A Very Important Thing to Do, performed by Zoe Deschanel. The winner song and the Baxon song, performed by Cast. It's Gonna Be Great, performed by Jim Cummings and Bud Luckey. Everything Is Honey and Finale, performed by Jim Cummings, Zoe Deschanel, Robert Lopez and Cast. Winnie the Pooh, written by Richard M. Sherman and Robert B. Sherman. Arranged and performed by Zoe Deschanel and M. Ward. So Long, written by Zoe Deschanel. Performed by Zoe Deschanel and M. Ward. The Wonderful Thing About Tiggers, written by Richard M. Sherman and Robert B. Sherman. Eeyore rides on Tigger's back as he bounces along on his tail. Eeyore's back end gets caught on the rising credits and he gets swept off the top of the screen. Roo bounces after Tigger. Pooh plays Pooh Sticks. His bottom still caught on the credits, Eeyore rises up from the bottom of the screen. The little green frog bounds across the screen, hopping nimbly amongst the credits. Racing after it, Pooh runs into the credits. His eyes glazed over, Pooh staggers back in the opposite direction, and the frog hops off on his way. Rabbit leaps onto some rising credits and does karate moves, only to get squished at the top of the screen. Kanga knits a pink scarf and unfurls it. Written on it are the words, Pooh Babies. Beneath the scarf are the names of the babies. Alejandro, Alice, Amelia, Channing, Charles, Elijah, Francesca, Jack, Liam, Luke, Nicholas, Sebastian. Pooh spots what he thinks is a honeypot and removes its lid. He gives it a lick, but the pot nips his foot. It's a crab. Pooh returns its shell and it scuttles off. Original songs produced by Kristen Anderson Lopez, Robert Lopez and Doug Besterman. Original score produced by Henry Jackman. Songs recorded by Doc Kane, Gabriel Guy and Frank Wolfe. Pooh knocks a honeypot and it plummets off the bottom of the screen. Owl is giving a reading from his memoirs when Pooh's honeypot drops down on his head. In Memoriam, Dan Reed, an extraordinary artist whose talents, passion and courage continue to inspire us all. The filmmakers would like to thank the Disney Story Trust for their invaluable contribution and the entire Disney Animation Studios for their dedication, support, ingenuity and good humour. No stuffed animals were harmed in the making of this film. Pooh catches dripping honey in his mouth and eats it. Copyright 2011, Disney Enterprises, Inc., all rights reserved. For the purposes of copyright law in the United Kingdom, Disney Enterprises, Inc. was the owner of copyright in the film immediately after it was made. Distributed by Walt Disney Studios Motion Pictures. An illustration of 100 Acre Woods at night. In the darkened undergrowth, something stirs. It's the Baxen. He has a mop of red hair and sharp white horns, pointy fangs and a ring through his nose. He stomps out of the trees.
Wow, it's amazing what you can find in the woods. A marble and a boot. And oh my, that's a scary looking fella. Gosh, maybe these are his things. You know, I better pick them up so they won't get broken. That's the last thing I would...
He falls in the pit.
Oh my gosh, is this a pit? I think I'm in a pit. Hello? Anybody up there? Oh, well, I sure hope that fellow will be back soon.
The Steamboat Willie logo of Walt Disney Animation Studios. Glittering lights arc over a fairy tale castle. Walt Disney Pictures.